Welcome to Transitions with Ruth Ann Raim McCaffrey.
Hello, I'm Santia. I'm here with Ruth Ann. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thanks.
Good. We're talking today about the stillness and the gift of winter and what that looks like as far as stillness. We've just come from the holiday time and December and all of the activities that happen around that time with family and events that are happening in the community. And now we're coming into this quieter time in January. And what are the benefits of this time of year?
It's an interesting time to come into being quiet because it's such a contrast with the activities of the holidays, the parties and the interesting food and the tradition and the gatherings and the holiday lights and songs and alcohol and
it's a lot of
the
stuff.
Trees and the traveling and all of the intensity of that. And then New Year's comes, the next day begins the beginning of a new year. And for some people, it just feels like, oh, life is just slowed down to practically a crawl. Mm-hmm. And for them, it doesn't look like a gift at all. It just looks like something to be rushed through so that they can have summer days and the fun that comes with that. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about the gift of being in that still time. And the benefit is that when we slow down and when we really open ourselves to being receptive to the quiet, it gives us a chance to think new things, to learn more, to learn about ourselves, to not reinvent ourselves, but to build a new structure for the year coming. Mm-hmm. That is one that has intent behind it. And the way that we can do that is by being quiet and being still and being with the opportunity to think rather than just doing all the time.
And we're talking a little bit beyond a New Year's resolution, aren't we? We're talking about something
right.
A little bit bigger than that.
Right. The resolution is a great idea, mm-hmm. but for so many people, it's just so many words on a paper, so many words spoken, you know, casually, and may feel like pressure instead of a guiding theme for the year. And so I recently actually had the opportunity to read a book that's been around for quite a while, but I decided at the urging of a friend with my husband to sit down and do the exercises in the book called Your Best Year Yet. And we're using the thinking and the conversation that the two of us had to really put some roots down for this particular 12 months coming up. And what that means is that we have new ideas and a new focus for this time, and then next year we can do it again because life changes and new things become important to us. And so the stillness allows us to do that because we can think about it and we can kind of mull over the idea and let the thinking incubate for a while. I'm a great fan of that creative process, mm-hmm. which is to take in the inspiration and let our brain do some, have its own little big conversation with all different ideas. And then through whatever mechanism we listen to ourselves, whether it's dreams or writing or just capturing ideas in conversation with other people, we can come up with something that is better than what we would have had we not taken the time.
Okay. And this book has, you're doing several steps. You're going through a process. It's a commitment.
It's a time commitment. It takes, well, the book itself has it has 10 questions for each person doing it to answer. And it takes about 3 hours to go through the 10 questions. my husband and I sat and did it. It took about 3 hours to do that. The book itself, though, has a number of, well, it has 10 chapters, and each chapter plus the introduction describes different ways to think about the question in deeper way and challenges. And that's great if you're like me and you want to get kind of prepared mm-hmm. to do the work. So I like to do the reading ahead of time. Jim just wanted to jump into the questions, and that was fine, too. It worked just well for him. So, yeah, it's an interesting book, and a friend of mine from Hawaii told me about it, and I'm very grateful.
I'm going to definitely get one.
Right.
And so Rob and I can work through that. Because it sounds like this is the perfect time to do this.
Right.
When it's still before the summer comes and things get right. busy again. And you can really take that mindful approach to coming up with your goals.
Well, and it's very organic to take the winter time to be quiet and still. If we think about what nature is doing, mm-hmm. all of the plants are quiet and the animals, you know, have adapted to the cooler weather and some very cold weather by doing something different than they do when the weather is warm. And so, but we humans, particularly I think Americans, just think we need to be on the go all the time. Mm-hmm. And if we're not on the go, life is just not, we're not productive. And
or we're not doing something right.
No, right. and so we're failing at life, which is so not the way that I would coach people to think about this time, because there can be a real magic to it.
Mm-hmm.
And we can let that happen if we slow down a little bit.
That's right.
And put our roots down, take time to do that.
And we can be looking at either new beginnings or maybe even learning a new skill.
Right. And one of the things to do, you and I were talking beforehand, and our engineer Rob was talking too. He takes the time in the winter to go over manuals and things that will help him be more productive in the spring with his music and his work. And then in the spring, he can be outside when the days are sunny, and in the summer when they're sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly in the Northwest, there is no way we're going to squander one sunny day.
That's right.
It's give me sun and I'm outside. So to take that time to do something that will free us up later when the sun is out is such an amazing, it was just so wise when he was mm-hmm. talking about that I said, how did you know to do that? And he trusted himself to mm-hmm. do that. And I'm hoping that I can encourage people to trust that they will have some ideas about what they want to do. And it might not be the same thing. It could be like you were talking about, letting your creative energies flow
mm-hmm.
and playing with your music and letting that be a wonderful expression of beauty and joy and depth and different than you would have been able to do during the busy days of the holidays
yes.
or even the busy days of summer.
Definitely. and I think for, I've learned so much from Rob too, that this is a great time of year to start slowing things down and really thinking through things for planning for the next year. And then also just really doing some reflection. And then also, what are some things that we can approach a little differently?
Right.
So taking that time and really slowing down. I would have a tendency to just keep going.
Right. It's so natural for us to just keep going. I mean, I'm a goer too. And to sit down and take the time to do this has to be the result of a commitment to do that, or giving ourselves permission to actually be quiet and be still. And if we can do that without falling asleep, it's of course.
And that's really hard. Us extroverts, I think we just want to just go.
It's really an opportunity to let those roots go deeper and see what we find. because when we're going all the time, I mean, our little roots don't even have time to even think that there's ground beneath us because
right.
we're flying around doing things. And so the stillness of winter has the great power to give us strength, and it gives us wisdom, and it gives us new ideas about what we can do with mm-hmm. that, with that strength and wisdom. So one of the things I really like about this book is how it builds on, first of all, I mean, and we're going year by year, and it starts out by saying, well, what did you accomplish this last year? So it really does begin with owning the fact that our lives are rich with things that we can claim as something to be proud of. Mm-hmm. And in all different ways, it might be something small like, learning how to make a particular kind of new cooking in a new way. Mm-hmm. That sounds small, but for me, it was very satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Or it can be big, really doing our podcast here and mm-hmm. learning that we can do this. And we have that maybe the world has a need for us to do this.
Mm-hmm.
So building on the strength of the last year, I love, and then going into, well, if there was something that happened in the year that you could have done differently. And I'm a great fan of not saying, well, what did I mess up on?
Sure.
Or what are my failures? But, well, what would I do differently if I could do it again and use it as a teacher?
And that's a good point, because you have that wisdom of maybe what didn't go the way that you would have liked to have for it to have gone.
Right.
And so you have that wisdom to take in to the next year with you.
That's right. And the learning is still fresh because it's just, this past 12 months or more recent, something that happens. So it's anchored in, and also in when doing the exercises, we're writing it down. So we have a chance. And I'm a great believer in writing things down because then it gets out of our head and onto paper and leaves creative room in our head for something new to come along.
And didn't you also say that you're writing in present time as if it's already here versus talking about what you want? Is that part of this too?
Okay. Yeah, there are a lot of recognizable tools like goal setting and learning what our or reciting what our values are and our strengths. And, we've all of us been exposed to exercise that asks us to do that. So it builds on many things that we already know. I really like it. By the way, Jenny Ditzler is the author mm-hmm. of that, and she lives in the UK and shares some stories from living over there. And so I would guess that doesn't matter where we live, the new year has given us, or the new winter has given us, an opportunity no matter where to think about, well, what do I want to have coming up? And that's what the quiet time, I think, will allow us to do.
Great. So allow the quiet, kind of a recap, allowing that quietness mm-hmm. to be a gift and look at it as a gift and take some reflection with what happened, what you'd like to see happen, and put those things in writing and maybe even use this book as a way of help guiding you through that process.
Right. If that's something that would be helpful. One of the things I think I'd like to encourage people to do is look also at this quiet time as something that will be positive for them, because it can feel really lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And in particular, after the hecticness of the holidays, and then we come kind of to a screeching halt, and the weather is not so good usually, and up here we have lots of gray days and rainy days, and it's not fun to get outside and hike and mm-hmm. and do all the things that are so enjoyable about living in the Northwest. And so for many people, an automatic reaction to this post busy time, post bright time, post time filled with gatherings and emotion and sometimes hard things, but it's a letdown and a loneliness that some people feel. And so I want to encourage people to interpret the time as an opportunity and to give themselves permission to slow down and to just embrace it and ask, what can I, how can I use this time so that when I'm ready to go pell-mell into the new season and, you know, get out there and be busy again, that it will come with a new energy and a new and more of a sense of beauty because there's been some time invested in making it that way.
That's a good point. So it's more of a sense of purpose too than a sense of dread or looking at it in a real positive way and then having that positive energy moving forward.
I think it's a way of loving ourselves. It's a way that we can give ourselves a gift out of something that can feel just so kind of bleak. Particularly if you're an extrovert. Because
I know. I think we both are.
No, actually, I'm not. I'm an introvert.
I'm the extrovert.
You're the extrovert.
I think everyone else is.
Yeah, extroverts just love they get energy from being with all of the hectic. And hectic is probably the wrong word because that colors it, for me, colors it in a challenging way. But extroverts benefit from all of the sound and the noise and the intensity. And introverts benefit from the quiet and the time to think. So I want my introvert friends and listeners to give themselves permission to go into this this after peak season in whatever way will make them happy. It may be that you'll have to play music in order to feel like you've got somebody with you, or just do it in little bits and pieces. So there's no one way to get the information that you want from this time. There's only your way.
And we can, I think us extroverts can learn a lot from introverts in that stillness, which may come a little bit more naturally to an introvert, that it's that it's okay. And that it's actually can be a fun or real purposeful.
It can. And in fact, I mean, you can do it like Jim and I did the exercises together. You don't have to do it all by yourself. you can partner with someone or several someones if you want to.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, to share the collaborative experience. The real gift of it is to just take some time to let yourself come down from the real hectic on-the-go time that precedes it, and let that be a rest in some ways. Let your spirit rest and let your brain rest. And of course your body, and you just need to have a little bit of breathing time. And for so many people in our country, that's not, maybe in the world, I don't know, that's not so natural. So I just wanted, that's why I wanted to talk about it.
I think that's a perfect topic. So, well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I'm going to get planning on getting that book.
Okay, great. And do it, get Rob to do it with
yes,
you.
Yes, definitely. We'll balance each other out.
Yes, you were great.
Thank you.
You're so welcome.
Thank you for joining us. This is Santia. For more information about Ruth Ann, please go to her website at careermi.com. This program is produced and engineered by Rob Rigoni at Brown Pelican Productions. For more information about Rob, go to robrigoni.com.